This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, February 8th, right here at Gillette Stadium. Aren't you guys just so lucky to have Paul Perlow and Andy Hart giving you all the latest on the roster?
Well, Lori, we're in trouble if we're the highlight of the week, especially coming off a Super Bowl loss. I'm not sure people are quite ready to turn the page, but this roster report is probably our first official step looking towards 2008, as Bill Belichick said in his Tuesday conference call. It is pretty simple. Once you lose a Super Bowl, once it's over and you're back, you do turn the calendar to 2008 and start prepping for next year and the roster and another run towards Super Bowls, perfections, division titles. And we will go over some of the moves the team has made in the last week or so in that direction. First of which came just before the Super Bowl when the team signed Santonio Thomas, defensive lineman, from the practice squad to the active roster for the big game in Arizona. Just a little bit of a thank you for a practice squad guy for a long season. And not only does it give him a bump in pay, you know, gets him on the roster for the game, but also keeps him under contract moving forward with the new calendar year. He is under contract. He is a Patriot. Otherwise, he would not have been under contract. And they also added four guys to future contracts. And those players are guard Dan Conley, wide receiver C.J. Jones, offensive lineman Jimmy Martin, cornerback Tim Mixon. Obviously, Conley, Jones, and Mixon were on the practice squad, like Thomas, so they're now on the active roster, quote-unquote, heading into the spring. Jimmy Martin is a former seventh-round pick of the Chargers and was out of football last year, was with Minnesota for a little while on their practice squad out of Virginia Tech. One of those lineman types, those bodies you need in camp. I wouldn't expect we'll hear too much from Mr. Martin over the next year or so.
You wonder about Dan Conley, though, Andy.
You do. Offensive line development program.
Having spent the whole year on, virtually the whole year on the practice squad.
I don't wonder about
I'm just saying, that's where the guys come from. You said their program, and I think that's a guy to keep an eye on in training camp next year.
But the biggest news, obviously, turning the page is franchise tenders, free agencies, who's going to be back, and the two biggest names are Asante Samuel and Randy Moss, and both guys could possibly have ties to the franchise tender. First of all, Samuel, with his agreement that he inked last year to return to the team during the holdout, will not be franchise tagged, is going to hit the open market, and as he said to reporters at the Pro Bowl, it's going to take a big, huge blockbuster deal that he's looking for. So, you know, that $100 million that we've heard could be what he's actually looking for.
Yeah.
Will he get it? Who knows? The salary cap's up to $116 million, but let the bidding wars begin for Asante Samuel. Moss, on the other hand, is a guy who could, you know, garner some consideration as a franchise player. Now, the interesting issue is, reported by a number of sources, the Patriots cannot give him a long-term deal before free agency starts. So, you know, some people have said, well, if they can't reach a long-term deal, they'll franchise him. They need to make the franchise decision before the long-term deal issue. So it might be one of those things where they just slap it on him
and then try to get
the long-term deal. Obviously, it would also keep them from losing him. They'd get the two first-round picks if anyone were to sign him. I don't think anyone in their right mind is going to give up two first-round picks for Randy Moss, especially a year after you could have had him for a fourth. So that would be the interesting thing. The number, by the way, for Randy Moss as a franchise player would be $7.848 million. So while larger, not a huge hit for a guy who's coming off 98 catches, 23 touchdowns. He made a little over five last year, right at five last year. So not a ridiculous number, and probably in the ballpark of what you're going to have to average if you sign him to a 3-4-5-year deal, right?
I think the Patriots would be thrilled to have Randy Moss on their 2008 roster at that number.
Moss would be.
Yeah. Now, and that's, you know, you're talking about all these reports now and these people coming out, some people that spent some time with Moss in the past in Minnesota. Everybody seems to be in agreement that he would not be upset to be franchised the way a lot of other players are. Some guys just sort of accept it, but most seem to balk at that, you know, the way Samuel did here last year. I don't really see that. I don't see how he is not at least a little disappointed.
Especially coming off a one-year deal.
Right, he did it last year. Basically, he did what they needed him to do last year, and now he showed what he can do, and now he wants to look and see, what can I make now? Now, I don't want to speak for the guy. Maybe money isn't all that important to him, and maybe being a part of an organization that recognizes his talents. He had virtually no problems last year whatsoever in terms of dealing with the media and dealing with playing time and all those things that have kind of come up in the past, the Randy ratio and that kind of nonsense. We had none of that last year. It was a pretty smooth ride. Maybe he likes that and he wants to be back here, and the franchise wouldn't upset him. I would be surprised if it didn't bother him, however.
And he's right at that point. He's going to be 31 next year, where if he's going to get even a hint of a long-term deal, this is probably it. Beyond this, you start to move into your mid-30s. You're an aging receiver. There were already rumblings about his legs, and is he slowing? Is he losing anything? So this might be his last chance, but he might not have that chance if the Patriots do choose. I guess it's now between now and 14 days from now to slap that franchise tag on him. So it'll be interesting how that plays out. Do you have a gut feeling? Will they franchise him?
I think they might franchise him. I think they will, actually, just to do what you said at the top, just to protect themselves and hold on to him. But I think it's going to be under the premise of we're going to work out a long-term deal.
That's
here.
My guess. We've seen them, if they have an option in front of them, something that they can use, they usually use it. And then in this case, I think you can also spin it to Moss. We can't not use it. You know, we want to do a long-term deal, but by rule, we can't do that. So we have to do the franchise tag first, but we're going to negotiate in good faith. We're looking to give you a whatever four-year deal. I mean, there were already reports that they had discussions throughout late fall about a potential extension or would you, be wanting to stay here. So I think they have open lines of communication here. I don't think this would, as you said, be a case where it all of a sudden got contentious immediately and you're talking holdouts and not happy. You know, I think they can negotiate in good faith even after they slap the franchise tag on.
Yeah, so, and I'd be surprised if, the Patriots really have no other candidate, in my opinion, to be franchised.
Anybody transition? No, not even transition.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you're looking at guys like Randall Gay and Eugene Wilson. Then there's older guys who are pondering retirement, like Teddy Bruschi and, Junior Seau. I don't think any of those guys are really candidates for that kind of money. So either you use it on Randy Moss and protect yourself, or you kind of – and they like to use their bargaining chips as best they can. So I'd be surprised if they didn't explore all options.
Okay. Well, that pretty much brings everyone up to date on what we're going to be talking about not only this week but moving forward as we turn the page to 2008 after the stunning Super Bowl 42 loss. Randy Moss, Asante Samuel, Teddy Bruschi, Rodney Harrison, Junior Seau, all those players will be topics of discussion in these roster reports in the coming weeks. But for now, back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next time for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.